Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick House. You heard?
The rules of the house are as follows. Keep your hands off the remote control. Keep your feet off of my coffee table. Stay out of my refrigerator. Sit your ass down and stay in your lane. Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another live episode of Brick House. I am your hostess with the mostest. My name is Brick, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening on Brick's House. I know usually we open up with a song, but not today. And the reason we're not opening up with a song today is because, quite frankly, I didn't want to scare you off the phone before I actually got a chance to tell you what our topic is about tonight, okay? Today our topic is about the N-word. But before we get too far into that, I just want to give a special shout-out to The Crush for basically threatening to, you know, threatening me to get on the air. Nah, let me stop. Today I wasn't really feeling too great, but I was like, you know what? She was like, you know, come on, do the show, girl. Come on. You know, she motivates me. You know, we motivate each other. You know, I get caught up in that nonsense. When I'm going to get lazy, we motivate each other. So I got to give a special shout out to The Crush for having me start the show today and start it on time. So with that being said, I hope everybody had a good weekend. Today is Monday, the first day of the week. I know everybody's working for the Friday. Everybody's looking for the Friday so that they can have what could possibly be a long vacation, considering that the 4th of July is next week. And with the 4th of July, in case you've been under a rock or you've been kept in a closet somewhere with no human contact, the 4th of July is our Independence Day. And we will definitely be celebrating, probably by a barbecue or however you do it. Definitely looking forward to Independence Day, the holidays. Me, I'm looking forward to the sales. I love sales, me. Everybody looks for holidays and relax. I look for hit the mall, okay, get the sales. But that's just me. So moving right along, I want to hurry up and introduce my team. Chat room is open if you guys want to jump into the chat room right now. It's or you want to dial in. The number is 805-830-8320. And what I want to do first of all is put on my first lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. Give it up for Miss La Crush Hearts. Good evening, La Crush. Are you there?
I am here.
Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Why are we talking like this?
I don't know.
So what's going on?
Nada.
How are things in your side of the of your side of Brooklyn? Because you're on the upside. I'm on the upside. How are things on your side?
Things on my side are wet.
Really? Over here, it rained a little bit, but hey.
I went out today. I went over towards Flatbush, and it was nice when I left. And then as soon as I walked out the door, all of a sudden it got cloudy again.
Oh,
and
wow,
I was like, I'm not going back to the third floor to get me an umbrella. So I got caught in rain twice, but it's all right.
But see,
it's
all right. Anyway.
I tell you this, though, my makeup didn't smudge.
I hear that hot shit, girl. But see, you love the rain anyway, so that's
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so they don't even count.
That's just you. That's you.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
before I bring Mr. on, well, I'm glad to see you on the line and feeling better.
Uh-huh.
I want to give a shout out to Mr. Black Reporter, the original, cannot be duplicated. Often tried to be duplicated, but it's the Black Reporter.
Good evening, madam. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you faring today, sir?
Much better, much better. Much better.
Very good.
Much better. And breathing a whole lot easier since a particular storm took a quick right turn at Florida.
Great. Well, yeah, that Florida's being doused.
Because that was coming directly my way.
Wow. Shout out to Florida for enduring all that rain. They are getting pelted over there with rain. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's for all the days we were sitting here burning up and y'all were in the pool chilling at 80-degree weather. All right?
We burning up now.
Shout out to my girl Bernie in Florida, Naples, Florida. Shout out to my auntie in Kissimmee. My Aunt Myra. Shout out to y'all down here in Florida. But, Black Report, I'm glad to see you doing well. Did you have a good weekend?
It was a decent weekend.
Good.
Just
decent weekend.
Summer weekend.
Can't complain. Very good. Okay. I want to start out with today's topic today. Do you happen to see what our topic is about today? Well, Black Report, you probably haven't seen. But I started out talking about it earlier.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard about it.
And what have I... earlier I was speaking about... the N-word. We're going to talk about the N-word. So before I go even further, I do want to stop saying the N-word and just call it for what it is. The word nigga. We are going to discuss the word nigga here tonight.
Nigga.
Okay? Yeah. So I'm not going to get used to saying it. It rolls off the tongue after a while. Nigga.
Now, Crush, let me interrupt you for a second.
What?
The saying the word nigga equate to the same saying Negro.
Okay, are you asking her? You tell her.
Huh?
What's
going
on? I'm asking. Does that equate to the same way as in Negro?
Oh, nigga, Negro.
Huh?
Nigga, Negroes. I don't know. You better off answering that than I am. You lived through that. You was born through that period. So I don't know the directness.
The thing is, yes, I did live through that. And
right.
That's the reason I have my attitude toward the word nigger. But does someone saying Negro please to you make you feel the same way as someone saying nigger please?
Oh. Nigga Negroes. I don't know. I mean, I'm immune to both of them, so I don't know. You know, nigga, word nigga is like part of our vocabulary, like the word ain't. So, so you know, they add it to the dictionary type thing. I don't know. Gotta come back to me on that one.
Okay. We're going to start out today. We're going to examine this word, nigga. I don't want it to be just a black and white conversation because, of course, you know, you have one view and you have another view. But I want to get deeper into this. And I want someone to explain to me, if you can, please, 805-830-8320, explain to me the difference between a nigger and a nigga. Okay, because apparently they are two different things from what I'm hearing. Okay?
Right.
We're going to talk about white people as the word nigger, and we're going to talk about versus black people in the word nigger, and we're going to get down to the definition of the word nigger in itself. Okay, because you have a lot of people that say, I've heard before, people say, oh, it's a negative stereotype that black people have took and flipped and remixed and turned it back around and put it, you know, made it something positive. Okay, this is a common thing I'm hearing. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. That's the common answer I hear when people say the difference between niggas and, you know, black people saying it and white people saying it. Uh-oh.
Let me say this. What I've seen, and me being a student of the English language.
He's like, what did y'all leave me with,
huh? What, Crush? Anyway, me being a student of the English language that I am. I think N-I-G-G-E-R, the old way, is something to demean us, to bring us down and everything. And anything that sounds and acts like that word is demeaning to me in all ways, shape, and form, because I come from that era, because I remember when people used to call us niggers and, I mean, shout across the street, "Get off my street, nigger," you know, this, that, and the other. And it wasn't in a nice way, they said. But these days, kids these days seem as if they believe that if they say it N-I-G-G-A, yeah, you my baby, boom, coon, you know, this, that, and the other. And that makes it unhurtful.
Well, what's that?
N-I-G-G-A?
No, what you just said.
What, the A spoon coon?
Yes, what is that?
Buddy.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Phone just got so dead just now.
Exactly. Like, what is
Hello?
That? This
okay.
is what I'm talking about. That is not a flattering term. You just use that expression as a term of endearment towards two people. And if somebody walked in, I guarantee you, if one of the ladies walked in your room right now, Black Reporter, and said, "What's up, coon?" You would hit the ceiling, wouldn't
no,
you?
No, no, no. You don't use the word coon by itself.
Oh, so she said, "You my A spoon coon."
Yeah.
That would be all right with you.
Yeah.
A white lady walking in the room saying it to you now.
A white lady? I don't know about that.
All right then. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I want to talk about on this show today. Where is the line drawn in the sand? See, because Black people keep moving this line. It amazes me how we move the line up and down, back and forth. And I say this as somebody who has a lot of white friends. Okay? And they've come to me. They've confided in me and asked me, "What's up with the, you know, 'cause we have questions, and if I got white questions, I ask them. And I know that they're going to give me an honest answer. And if they have black questions, they can come ask me. And we don't talk to offend each other. We really talk because we really are curious and don't know." And she, my friend was asking me that. She said, "Oh, well, you know, she's cool. Shout out to Veronica. You know, one day when we were at work together, she said, you know, I was on the train and, you know, I was listening to my iPod and she was listening to Dr. Dre. Chronic album." So I guess the song that she was singing had a lot of N-words in it. Now she said that she wasn't saying the N-word. She said she was like, every time the N-word came up, she would like pause. Like, you know, I don't know the lyrics to the song, but she would like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She wouldn't say the N, but she would sing the lyrics. And she said she was on the train, and she guess she didn't really, you know, you're on the train, you're not really thinking about anything. She's just sitting there saying the lyrics out loud. I guess she had her headphones louder than she did. And she said this black girl gave her the most ugliest look. Looked at her, rolled her eyes, this and that. And she said it dawned on her that she was singing that song. And she said, so, I mean, I wasn't trying to offend anybody. Listen, I know when she said she wasn't trying to offend, I believe she wasn't trying to offend anybody. You know, and she was really upset, like, you know, "I don't understand, you know, could y'all explain it to me, why you say it to each other? I could not give this girl an explanation to save my life." Nothing credible. Now, I mean, educate me, because I don't know. I mean, Crush, what are your take on the whole, the N-word situation? What is your take on it?
I would say this, first of all, I wasn't paying attention because I had company. However, y'all got my full undivided attention.
Shame on you.
Okay? I had y'all on mute.
Mine
I had company.
Mine is 200 to marriage.
I know, right? I had company, so I'm just going to let y'all know I'm not anything Brick says. I really don't remember what she just said. Anyway,
oh, Lord,
the last thing I heard was
the riot of 69. That's the last thing I heard. So
the riot.
In my,
okay. Okay. All I asked was, what is your take on the whole N-word situation? Do you
right.
think that it's only something that should be exclusive to blacks say only, or should we get mad when white people say it?
A white girl listened to Dr. Dre and what the Chronic album.
Yeah, a vice friend of mine was listening to the Chronic album, and she was on the train, and she was saying the lyrics. She wasn't saying them loud. She was just, like, you know, I guess mouthing the lyrics, or you know how you listen to headphones and you sing along or whatever. And
right.
I guess she didn't, you know, she didn't realize how loud she was saying the lyrics, or the girl just knew what she was saying. And she would pause out the N-word each time she would say it. Like,
right.
she didn't say nigga. She would go da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She would block out the word nigga.
Uh-huh.
And the girl gave her a nasty look, got a real nasty attitude with her. And, you know, rolled her eyes and looked at her like, just like, bitch, you know, just gave her attitude.
Uh-huh.
So my thing is, so she asked me, she confided in me and said, well, how do you know when, you know, I mean, why do y'all use it? If you don't want us to say the word, why do black people use the word against each other if, you know, you get offended when somebody else says it? So what is your take on the whole
My whole take on it is, I look at it like this. Like, we don't want the white cops beat up on our children, but yet we beat up on our children. You know what I mean? Like, there's black-on-black crime. We go hell or high water when somebody else beats up on us, but we're not going hell or high water when we have that going on directly in our neighborhood right in front of our faces. And my take is on the same thing with the word nigga. In a perfect world, erase the whole thing from the vocabulary. However, that's something you can't do because of history. You know, if you don't know where you from, you ain't gonna know where you're going. So my take on it is it's part of our culture. It was our way of, you know, you can look at it, I look at it in a positive note. It was our way of taking something that was really bad and trying to flip it into something that's not so harsh. However, we're being hypocritical. We feel like this person can't say it and this person can't do it. I know as far as being in the African-American or a black person, as you would say, I know we're not as... I feel that we're not as hooked up on stuff like most people are. Like, we don't mind party with any race you are, as long as you know how to have a good time. You know, we're like anybody is. And when it comes to that word nigga, it all just depends on that person itself. However, I've noticed this. People that are ignorant, and they hear the word nigga, they're the ones that do the most outlashing.
Is
you
that
what I'm
ignorant
saying?
Or ignorant?
Ignorant, if you want to say ignorant. People that
But you know what I'm saying when I say ignorant.
Right. But those seem to be the one that give you the most heat lash when some other race call them a nigger or say the word nigger. But somebody that's open-minded and you know, just aware of their surroundings and know that they doesn't, you know, that person didn't mean to call you that, you know, or, you know, meant it in a negative way, we tend to let it roll off our shoulders. Like, I'm the one, like, if you say nigga, like, I even use it like that and it rolls off my shoulders. I'm not hooked up on that because there's worse things to be worried about right now than the word nigga, in my opinion. Does it change the views of how people look at us? I don't think so.
No.
I think they're going to look at, they've been looking at us this way, they're going to continue looking on us this way, and I think that one word is not going to make a difference either here or there. But, you know, that's just my opinion.
True.
That's just my opinion, Brick.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give a shout out to everybody in the chat room that welcomed me, because, you know, I'm a newbie in the chat room. You know, everybody in the chat room, my name is La Crush. I can go to the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/fullfairradio. It's, you know, make a free account, y'all. Go on in and join us in the chat room. Yep.
Newbie in the chat room?
Yeah, I'm a newbie in the chat room.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I got my own account, Black Reporter. Normally, I'm under there as Full Fantasy Radio. co-host now under
Crush.
Okay,
okay.
Right,
okay.
I got my own account now. So I'm a new
person. I'm going to say, you run the show. Why could you run the show?
Yeah.
All right, shout out to Russ. Russ is back. Welcome back, Russ.
Whoop,
we see you. Stop jumping up and down, Russ.
Whoop,
we see you.
England and his owls. Or is he... England and his owls.
Okay.
So,
skip
to my loo. Look, skip to my loo, nigga. No.
Down, Crush, down.
I know, right? Just got mad height. I don't know. Rusty making me feel gangster. Russ with his Shaft album.
Okay. So, going back to, okay, the origin of the word, where it came from, where it, you know, where it originated from was not a kind place. We can all agree there. That it didn't come from a good place. It didn't come from a kind place. Okay. It came from a place of what's the word? Oh, just do a blank. It came from the place of degradation. It came from a place of just horrible, horrible conditions. It didn't come from a good place. So, everyone, I really want somebody to call in or it has the know-how to explain to me how something that it could be so deplorable that you're ready to break someone's neck, okay, of the opposite race. So a white boy woke up and called you a nigga right now, you're ready to break his neck, whereas opposed to just because we happen to be the same shade that we can call each other this name. So I want to think about that for a second. Huh?
I think the young folks, and somebody correct us or wrong, but I think the young folks feel that they can get away with it because they don't spell it like we used to spell it. We spell it N-I-G-G-E-R.
Oh, no, I thought you said spell it. All right.
While they spell it N-I-G-G-A.
Well,
and supposedly that takes all the greatness out of the word, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, you know, we didn't get that. As kids, we didn't get that. We got that from adults because when hip-hop came to the forefront, I'm not going to say hip-hop, when gangsta rap came to the forefront, that was used every which way possible, whether it was to greet you, whether it was to dish you. We heard it over and over and over again. And one thing about us is you may not know your vocabulary words, but you know all the lyrics to the song, you know. And our parents, those of Black Reporters generation, those of dare I say it, Sun and Brick generation, they didn't put a stop to it. They didn't say don't say that. You know, it became loosely and loosely. The more we heard it, the more it was just better in head, and that sting was no longer there.
It was
like we don't know. Like Black
Reporter,
what I'm saying is, you know how it was when it came to you.
Yeah, well, I think it was
today. It's not that sting is not there to attach to it. You know, that's why some people can get away with saying it and don't really know that sting. Like, you could tell me the stove is hot, but I'm not going to know better until I touch it.
Exactly.
You know, because as far as I know, it's part of a song. It's okay to sing. My favorite rapper sings it. My favorite, you know, my next-door neighbor does it. They do it in school. So I'm around it all the time. So it's just to me, it's like I said, it's like the word ain't. You know, that's not how you say that. You know, you're quick to pronounce the word. Like, you know, that's not part of the word dictionary. Don't use that word, dot, dot, dot. But they don't give you that same backlash when it comes to the word nigger, in my opinion.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I did say that I see you 2:15 holding. I'm going to bring you in after the break.
His name was brought up. That's the reason why he's holding.
Ooh.
I'm going to bring you in after the break because I said that I wanted to get back into music sets, and I meant it. Right after this music selection, I'll be bringing you in Mr. 215.
And do you take song requests?
Excuse me?
Do you take song requests?
No.
Well, you're the one who said you're doing a music set.
I ain't taking it.
I'm gonna log into the account and play it myself. No, I'm just playing. You see this shit? That's why you don't invite the landlord over when you have a party.
All right, so once you come right back, we'll get into talk more about the discussion. And we'll get Mr. Seven, Sun 752. We'll bring him on the line and get his input.
Sun 752, suck monkey balls.
Oh, Lord. Be right back.
He didn't answer my call. He sucks. Really?
Okay, that audio is really screwed up. Is this Blog Talk or is this my audio? Something's wrong here. This audio is not acting right. So, I don't know if it's me. Crush, is it me or is it this audio?
It sounds fine.
No, it was acting really good.
Okay. It sounded fine to me. I don't know. It sounded fine. That's Nigga in Paris, right?
Yeah, it sounded like the audio was chopped up.
Maybe it was your phone.
Maybe.
So instead, he hope y'all play some good nigga music tonight.
Okay, well, I'm going to start it back up. I'm going to start this back up. The audio sounded horrible, but if you say it's okay. Alrighty. Let's try this again.
Thank you. Hello, I'd like to see Dr. Slumber, please.
Do you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't, but tell the doctor it's urgent that I see her.
Well, just one moment. Dr. Slumber, Dr. Slumber, there's a young man out here named... Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, tell her it's Dana Dane. Thank you. Well, I walked into the office. What did I see? A well-shaped body with the back to me. Sitting in a chair, whipping a white gown. She said,
Dana Dane, won't you please lay down?
She said that she wasn't reveal her face till my hour was up and I was on my way. Now we got to the matter of why I came there. I said, Doc, I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Show imagination, not reality. Just keep telling yourself to then make believe. She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once so I can diagnose to see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class. Had a fresh pair of frames with beauty on the glass. Girls, they was hawking, dudes, they was talking. So the doggy dog female, I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying. Should have seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slack, pulling on my zipper, boy, I had to hold her back. Word of Doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place. But she was all up on me, breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. The girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, thought I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom. I said real quick, she tried to play it sassy. She almost ran me down this nasty, fat, nasty. Dipped to the stairs, running blind. Get to my homeroom, ran through my mind. Got to the fourth floor, standing in the door. Girlie watching me walk down the corridor. The guys, they were jealous and getting mad. And all the girlie wishing they had that class I had. Got to my classroom, expect to see the teacher. Who did I see that ugly black creature? Paused for a minute, standing in the door. Then it broke out when the girlie went raw. Word him up, Doc, couldn't stand the smell. Heard a 3D, but she was fat as hell. I ran out to school, I didn't look back. I tell you, Dr. Slumber, this girl was whack. And that's about the time when I awoke. And I smelled that awful breath, it almost made me choke. Now tell me, Dr. Slumber, how can it be that this dream somehow became reality? I can't go to sleep cause I'm so damn scared. Cause I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Reality. Just keep telling yourself to their make-believe. She said, listen, Dana Dane, I think I have the cure. But I have to hear one more before I'll be sure. I lay back my head, tried to concentrate. Then I told her the nightmare about the blind date. Had a blind date with this girl named Anita. The fever's the place I suppose I meet her. So did her body with a vicious butt. How did I know she was a marvelous mutt? This lady I met was as ugly as hell. Couldn't go in the jam with this female. I was tuffing hard, she started to bragging. Couldn't let them know I was here with this dragon. Grabbed a hand, dipped the Harlem world. But I left this ugly lady for another girl. Now this other female, her name was Denise. Couldn't get no rap, cause they'll follow the beat. Everywhere I turned, everywhere I looked, there was Anita the beast. She could not be shook. I dipped, I dived, I ran, I thrived. But there was no place that I could hide. Cause she was sniffing me out like a hungry bloodhound. Her tail in the air, her nose to the ground. Only thing left for me to do was to set her up with this other dude. Now this other dude, he was real upset. Cause this ugly female, he didn't want in check. He started acting wild, even called me a faggot. What could I do? He had a choo-choo automatic. I dipped into the crowd, made my way to the door. Bumped into his object and I hit the floor. When I looked up, what did I see? I saw Anita the Beast looking down at me. I couldn't try to play, you couldn't try to pretend. Like the ASPCA, I had to take the dog in. Nightmares of the night. Nightmares, they're right. Is it just your imagination, not reality? Just keep telling.
pleaded Dr. Slumber. I just can't bear to have another one of these crazy nightmares. Then all of a sudden she turned around, staring at me with that old white gown, with a Catholic smile, showing all her teeth. Well, that ugly female, I need y'all to be.
Dana, honey, wake up. What's wrong? Wake up, honey. You are just
having a nightmare.
Welcome back. Well, I apologize for that horrible audio.
That was some real nigga shit.
had to go old school on us, huh?
Yeah. That's what's going to happen on Saturday, on Thursday. Just one.
The audio was just horrible. I don't know what happened.
I really don't know. That's what you call a nigger. That was nigger music. That was a true song.
Paris,
Paris.
Right.
Ghetto.
Yeah, that was
like
nigger. That's nigger.
Okay.
That wasn't ghetto.
And I played that song in the beginning because I wanted to play it because it was going to lead into basically some controversy recently with that song. Jay-Z and I believe Kanye West went to Paris to actually perform that song. They were in Paris and they actually performed the song. And the actress, Gwyneth Paltrow, everybody's seen her stuff. She's in Seven. She's in a lot of other movies. And she's a good friend of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Apparently she's married to the guy from Coldplay, Chris Martin. They're married. And they're like best buds with Jay-Z and Beyonce. So she made a statement that said, there really are niggas in Paris performing niggas in Paris. Something to that effect. And they jumped all over her. The media, everybody jumped all over the show.
Why?
Okay. Exactly. Why? And I guess because she referred to them as niggas.
When they referred to themselves.
Niggas. Right. In Paris. So because she said they're niggas in Paris, singing niggas in Paris. So I guess they figured, okay.
But isn't that what they meant?
Exactly. But because this white woman said it.
But she cool. I like Gwyneth. She be singing, she was singing with CeeLo. I like her.
You know what? That's not the point.
She gets a pass. No, we give those passes. Like, we can give people
passes.
No,
I'm not saying she did anything wrong. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, why was she given, like, just jumped on by
because the media?
See, the only people that's stressing that is the people, in my opinion, are really the people in the media. The media feels like, you know, that's a good story. They keep things,
okay.
They keep the beef and all
yeah,
that.
They do.
Want
so
to keep it going.
Why do they feel informed? Why do they feel the need to inform the media that she said this? It's not like she held a press conference and said, hey, guess what? Get your cameras and recorders ready. No, she stated it like it's an irony. Like, okay, look at the irony of the whole situation. Mm-hmm. You know? And because she said this, everybody jumped on her. But let me bring on this Sun 7 to Sun.
Look, you
know,
forgot numbers and shit.
Numbers.
You done forgot
seven.
The numbers and shit.
Fine.
Brown reporter.
Okay, you were this brown reporter. What if he's a son you never had or something?
Black don't even call him son of Fosu no more.
Everybody on cue, here come his baby moms in front of you. This is the wife you never had on line one.
Baby mama.
Son you never had on line two.
I ain't gonna say he is the father.
Exactly. Before I bring in Mr. Son, let me just bring in sugar on the line. Sugar.
Hello.
Sugar.
Hi, son. Son ain't on yet. I just got home. How son ain't on? What the hell?
I didn't put him on yet, but he's awesome. I just wanted to show you. All right. Mr. 752 is live now.
Hi, son.
Oh, God.
Yo, so
hi,
you mean I was talking all that time? No wonder y'all wasn't talking. Oh, well.
You know what?
What you saying?
That's all. Y'all like let all the air out of my tires, man. You know, like I can't even do it over because I feel corny dirty now.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
really
kind of
hot.
You can do it.
Oh, God.
No, I really can't.
You can do it. I'll watch.
Oh, my God. Good evening, Lacey.
Good evening, Black Reporter.
Let's see that voice changes.
Hi.
That's kind of hard with the voice. She keep that same sweet voice. All right, Black Reporter.
How was your weekend, son? 752.
Oh, Jesus.
Was I like that when Mike came on?
Son, was it very bright where you were?
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
Listen.
Hey, look, what you mean? I'm mad he said that.
Save that for the adult,
though. Oh, man.
Caller, do you have a comic caller? Give him all his damn time. It's Brick. Where's my shot?
Hey, Brick. How you been, Miss Brick?
Listen, the sun shines every other day of the week. Except on Monday evenings at 8.
Brick. You lost control.
It's all about Brick.
It's all about Brick.
That's right. So we have a shot between the hours of 8 and 10.
All right. What up, Sean? All right. I'm done.
No. What's up, Brick? What's going on? What's going on? Keep it 100 with you, Brick. What's up?
What the hell
is
that?
Brown Reporter, you finished, Black Reporter, you finished up 400 over him, too?
Huh?
Are you finished now, too?
I didn't give my hello.
Okay, let me get your hello in. Look at you. Go ahead.
What kind of introduction?
I'm going to bow down to Sun 752 right now.
Sun, oh,
make
sure
it's your jam.
Sun, oh, Sun.
Yo, my God.
But we at the Brick House. We at the Brick House. We at the Brick House. We at the Brick House.
When will I see you smile again? Oh, sorry.
Oh, Lord.
But we at the Brick House.
We're not letting him talk. All right, we're going to be quiet now. Shh, sugar.
Sugar, I got a question for you, dear.
Oh, my God.
Is that question about niggas? I don't want to hear it.
No, you don't. I was about to say, what is your feeling about the word lazy?
Oh, pardon?
What's your opinion about the word?
Nigga?
Huh?
Nigga.
A nigga don't mean nothing about your color. It's just the way you are. There's some niggas that are white, black, Hispanic, Italian, Chinese. Y'all
that's
can be
what
a nigga.
Told me in high school.
Well, that's us putting our spit on it. But the origin of the word does not come from there.
No, it doesn't. It was a put down. It was to try to make us feel bad.
Exactly.
We were tar babies and coon babies and black babies, and then they made us niggas. They didn't want us to be Negroes. They didn't want to say Negro. They wanted to say nigger.
Right, because they realized Negro and Spanish meant black. No, I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
What you think, son? You quiet over there.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, when it comes to the whole, listen, honestly, I think people who get offended by the word, I think it's tired nowadays. Because when it really all comes down to you, when you start talking about what the true meaning of the word is, the word means ignorant. So being as though it means ignorant, it describes anybody who needs to learn something. So oftentimes people who have used the word in a venomous way have been
the
ones that have been the
truth. That's not me.
Oh,
breathe. No, they mean.
Can't talk. I
don't have that. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Well, yeah, like I was saying, you know, many times the people who have used the word, especially in an offensive fashion, have been the ones that the word really applied to. Because, like I say, all it means is that you're ignorant. Everybody is ignorant towards something. Nobody knows everything. So when you take it back all the way, you know,
to when they started using the word to describe black people during the times of slavery. After the abolition of slavery, 1865, whatever. You know, you still had people who practiced racism actively. So, in order to label somebody, in order to speak to somebody in a venomous, derogatory way, they use the word nigger. Now, honestly, I would have thought that over the years, as we started using the word to even describe some of ourselves, well, we didn't use it in a way that would have
been. Oh boy, stop
like
breathing
this.
In the phone.
Why don't you just mute the mic?
I don't have control of the board. I'm under.
That is not me. Hello.
Somebody breathing in the phone.
That is not
me. Yeah, I sound horrible. Move
that might
the
be
phone.
Me. Sorry. It's a new phone. I got a new phone. That's what happened.
Move your nose
too much.
Move.
I have asthma.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Look, sorry.
No problem.
I'm going to learn how to use this phone. Sorry, son. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, you know, as we started using the word to describe ourselves, like, black people never get offended when black people call each other nigger, because we all know that culturally we have sort of what can be recognized as a fraternity. We already most of us have been through some type of oppression or have been the victim of some type of racist practices over the years. But as time goes by, you know, I guess what I really want to cut to the chase about the word nigger is that no matter what words are used, you say, I don't think I've ever heard a word that what I'm about to say applies to more. The word only has the power that you give it. It doesn't have anything else. So if you know that you're not an ignorant person, if you know that you're not a person who carries themselves in an abrasive, disrespectful manner, then you know that the word doesn't apply to you. So when older black people get offended by, you know, white people using the word or hearing the word itself, I can understand that to a certain extent. But I also know that most older people aren't really offended by the word. They may not use it as much as we do. And just like Crush was saying with the hip hop community, you know, we've taken the word, took the E out of the word and the R out of the word, and put an A on the end of it. And now we talk about nigga, and a nigga is not a nigger. A nigga is just a person. It's just, you know, it's a friend, it's a person. If that person is standing over there, that I don't know, that's a nigga. I don't care whether he's black, white, you know, Hispanic, Indian, whatever, you know, Asian, it doesn't really matter. So, like I said, the word only is going to have the power that you give it. So I don't necessarily get offended when I hear white people use the word nigga, even when I know that they're using the word to try to diss me or speak bad about my people. But the truth of the matter is, you know, that person that's using that word is really just trying to be offensive. So if I allow him to get away with that, if I get all up in arms, I want to get the NAACP, the ALU, and Jewish Defense League, and everybody else. And fuck all of that. I mean, when it really all comes down to it, we got things we have to do. Now, you can call me whatever you want to call me, but once you start. Finding ways for me not to be able to move in your neighborhood, finding ways for my kids not to be able to go to your school, finding ways for me not to be able to find a good job to be able to support my family. I have a problem with that. You can call me whatever you want to call me. You know what I mean? Let me live, though. So the people who would use the word nigger, the white people that would use the word nigger are the ones that would stop my kids from going to their school, that would stop me from moving in their neighborhood, that would stop me from being able to earn a decent wage and be able to take care of my family. So that's the only time I have a problem with the word nigger. I don't have a problem with the word nigger itself. I have a problem with the person using it. You understand what I mean?
But I have a problem with the attitude.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Black Boy?
I have a problem with the attitude.
No, I'm like I said, a racist person is going to use the word nigger.
A liberal person is going to use the word nigger.
You know what I mean?
So I don't have to worry about what that racist person is saying.
I got to worry about what he's doing. You know what I mean? Because more than likely, if he's using that word, he's doing something way worse behind the word. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
my take is this. If it means ignorant, why do we get mad if a white person means it? It says it. I mean... If you're being ignorant, and therefore you are a nigger.
But you may not have been, you're talking about the person using it is ignorant or the person that he was talking to.
I mean, if everybody is ignorant, then it should probably
So you're taking it back. Okay, I understand that, but, you know,
like if everybody, you know, starts saying the word ignorant, like everybody is a nigger.
That's true. Everybody has nigger tendencies and nigger
tendencies. Nigger tendencies.
You know what I
mean? That should be tonight's show. Nigger tendencies. No, just one.
Since y'all told me it was okay, Sun Always Shine Show on Wednesday is going to explore the word bitching. So y'all got niggas. I'm talking about bitches. So we got niggas.
You know, I was about to say that. You got to stop going into my head because I was about to say that. Like, we don't get mad over that no more. Like, who gets mad over a bitch? I mean, we all get bitchy.
No, I know a lot of niggas that still be mad as shit.
That's only pride. That's all that was. You know, all this goes down to ego and pride. You know, that's all that goes down to. That's like me saying, son, you got a little dick. You may not have a little dick. But if I say you have a little dick and you're insecure about your penis, then you're going to feel some type of way about that. I know Son don't have one. He got a curve. You can't have a little penis and have a curve. That just don't go together. Let me clear that up right now. That just don't go together.
That's true. I never really thought about
that. That just don't go together, be little and have a curve.
It could be a small third.
Isn't something supposed to happen tonight?
Yeah, we ain't get there yet. Damn, Black Reporter, you remember. You want to know who won, huh? I'm just saying. And you know who brings this up? You know, son, I'm sorry that you have to be the target to bring that up. Like, we think of son, we think of curb, we think of penis, we think of kibasa king. I'm just saying. It just all comes together. You see how that links together, son? You see how that just all linked together just now? And that wasn't even planned, y'all. That just
linked together
somehow.
Wow.
You should have entered, son. You should have entered.
You should have. No, you don't. You
should
have
entered.
I mean, y'all my friends, I got to say I feel bad, though. So, yeah.
You feel bad?
His ass
I didn't say it was small. I complimented it.
Do you
got a mushroom head? Is the head very defined? Okay.
Look.
Nigger. Come on, my nigga. Just want to know if he have mushroom head. Damn, niggas be hating.
No matter what show it is, we always fall.
Got to fall back to his penis, right?
Yeah.
That's why we're controversial sexiness. See, that's why our slogan is, we are controversial sexiness at its finest. See, we got to add a penis, a titty, a booty cheek, something. A pussy lip, something. We gotta add something in there. A nipple.
Jesus.
Hot wax. I don't know.
Dang, gross.
A nipple or hot wax.
The fleshlight. You know what? I'm going to get me 3 fleshlights and I'm going to give them away. We're going to have a raffle on Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm going to get me those fleshlights.
Now, mind you, this is the boss saying that now.
Huh?
I'm just saying, this is the boss saying that.
Yeah, we're going to get some fleshlights and some dildos and we're
going
to have a raffle.
This is the N word show.
This is Brick House show.
We're talking about the N word.
Yeah. All right, nigga, damn. You ain't got to get all attitude.
It's not a show that says how many times you can actually say the N word. That's not the purpose of the show.
My bad, nigga. I mean, my bad.
Now,
yeah. A bell.
I have Sunset Fatsudo's comments were, you know, quite interesting. I still don't understand how, you know, it's glorified.
Oh, speaking of 752's comments, I second that emotion.
I know you do. You do more.
What emotion? What part?
The part about the where he was talking about it can't bother you if you don't if you don't let it bother you.
Right.
If you don't give it the power, it has all the power
to give
it.
Exactly.
Right. I guess that's why I don't pay no mind. Like that don't bother me. Like I get it.
So,
yeah.
White man will go up to you, son, and be like, you nigger, you
gonna get punched
big
in the face.
Black buck nigger. That would bother you because you won't give it no power, right?
Well, you see,
I would still punch him in the face.
No. Let me explain.
It's not what you
different.
Said, it's how you say it.
Yeah,
not only that, but you see, you guys are up in the north. Where at one, you know, you didn't hear, I mean, most of you didn't hear it that much. Down here in the south.
What happened to South Black of Water?
That's like using the word boy, though, right? That's like calling a grown-ass man boy. Come here, boy. Open up my damn door, boy.
Same difference.
Black reporter.
Boy.
Were you a black reporter? Did you be like, I'll shine your shoes to you?
No, I was not.
So you fought.
Black
reporter was
an EJ. I barely shined mine.
Did you fight?
Huh?
Did you fight?
No, walk the other way.
So you walk the other way.
You turn the other cheek. Come here, Bard. Hear me talk to you, nigga?
Not before you gave him a hard stare, right? You stared him down, then you turned around, right?
Come here, Bard. The old KMA kissed my ass.
And they said,
you didn't say that.
They
didn't
say
that, Black Reporter. Black Reporter, you wasn't gangster like that. Come
no,
on, son.
No, actually, I can see something worse than that. They can say the Black Reporter.
Come
on.
Something worse than that.
I've never been called a nigga by a white person in my face before. I don't really have that experience. But you know, like. You know, honestly, I don't really know how I would handle a situation, but, you know, I think there comes a time in everybody's life is faced with a situation that's foreign to them, like you know, in the United States, and you get thrust into a situation where people might not like you because of your race, or sometimes things might be different where you might feel like they're not racist towards you, but there have been times when you might have been like the only black person in the class to be taken. Like that was my thing when I went to Penn State. Many times I had to represent for all the black people, but I was comfortable doing it. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I was a real nigga. So you know,
what's a real nigga?
I felt like
I could
convince them that. What I say is law. So, regardless of all the niggas they do before me, I was representing. Y'all asked me, so this is how it's going to go.
But you know. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to, you know, I have to take it all the way back to the power that you give it, you know, because really, I mean, this shit is tired. I was listening to a sports talk radio, like last year, the year before, something like that, and this black dude called in, and I forgot what the conversation was about, but he had to talk about, you know, that was such a hurtful word, you know, I used to call him that. I remember thinking, like, you mean, go ahead with that pussy shit. For real. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really getting hurt because they got called no nigga. Get the fuck out of here. You know, that shit is tight. Now, I'm just going to keep it 100. If you're trying to get a couple of dollars, you know what I mean? Sure. Maybe I would even say that I'm offended by the word. You know, just because I know that I could bring forth a civil rights lawsuit and get laced with a few G's. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Other than that, I'm stepping off like, get the fuck out of here, man. I mean, but when you look at it the other way, why would we allow that word to offend us so much? Well, there isn't a word that you can call white people that will offend them to the point that nigga offends some black people. You can call them crackers. You can call them honky. You can call them white bread. You can call them peckerwood. You can call them any of that. They gonna be like, nigga, please.
Well, maybe that's because we didn't. Because after we call them that, we just drag their body down the street with a pickup truck. Okay,
right.
Maybe that's it.
That brings up. That brings up your situation in Texas again, but then we won't go there.
Right, let's not go there.
But wait a minute.
However,
I was going to say, just like I said, the person who uses the word nigger, not nigger, but the person who uses the word nigger, you don't have to worry about the word he's using. You have to look at the actions that he perpetrates behind using that word. So you have to be aware of that person, but not the word itself.
Mhm. Right. That was gonna kind of lead into my question when I'm asking, like, you know, this word is not just geared towards black people. You know, a white person, a Spanish person, anybody uses this word. It's not just in the black community. So, you know, and this is 2012. And I know, you know, that racism still exists in some form or fashion, discrimination, segregation, all that, the haves, the have-nots, all that still exists. However, why is it, you know, are we having situations like you, like the one in Texas, like Black Reporter mentioned? I mean, they've even referred to nigga and Negro to our own president in the first place.
Well, you heard him call a Chinese person a nigga before?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn. Hell to the yeah.
I heard no
Chinese
person.
I live in Brooklyn. Yeah, everybody get it. No matter what color you are, what kind of what you're doing, if you acting ignorant, you're going to be called a nigga. You know, and I mean, and like I said, let's not even go by color. Let's just go by actions. Why is this person calling you that? It's one thing to not like somebody. It's one thing to not, you know, what provoked them to call you a nigga to begin with? If it wasn't like, hey, what's up, or you know, like what provoked them in a negative way to come at you and say, or to come at whoever and say, oh, you a nigga, or you acting niggerish, because that's a word. You know, so, I mean, we not just, you know what I mean? Like, you're not just walking around like, you know, if I was walking around and I seen Black Reporter, I say, hey, boy, come get my bag. You know, it's not that, you know, I'm not doing that. Hey, nigga, come get my bag. What I'm just trying to say is we're not talking to each other like that. We're not talking down to you like that. Nobody's going to come up to you and talk down to you like that. You know what I mean? So the essence of the word nigger, it's changed because the times has changed. Nobody's referring to you like that. Ain't no white person going to come up to you and be like, yeah, nigga, the street is down a block and around the corner. No white person's coming up to you like that unless you're doing something or starting trouble, or you know, unless you're doing something, nobody's talking down to you like that.
That's true.
Where you going, like, what you want, nigga? You ever going to start asking what you want, nigga?
Well, can I just say this though? I'm mad happy. Okay, that's all I want to say.
You what?
Was that fresh?
Happy.
I'm happy.
I didn't catch that. I heard she said she's happy.
Yeah. How you not catch happy, but you heard niggas all the time? This is where your mind is at. You heard all the niggas,
happy,
you didn't hear the word happy. Ain't that something?
All right, we've reached the top of the hour. It's a little after 9 o'clock, 9:04. You're listening to the sounds of Brick's House. My name is Brick. We are talking about the N-word here on Brick's House, powered by Blog Talk Radio.
No, it's not. It's powered by Phone Fantasy Radio, which
we're
is powered
by
Blog Talk Radio.
They give us the power, and we're owned by Phone Fantasy Radio. We are owned by Phone Fantasy Radio. That's what.
Can I give a shout-out? Can I give a shout-out?
No.
Yeehaw.
We are talking about the N-word. Yeehaw. We talk about the N-word. And we were talking about a black reporter in the South and whether he stayed or he ran away. And I'm glad to see that you ran away, black reporter.
I'm here.
No, but you still ran away. I'm glad to hear that you ran away from those hillbillies in the South, because you would have never, ever made it out of there. I'm glad you did. But you don't want to make a fair fight? They said, he looks just like Isaac from the Lambeau.
Run, Francis, run.
So he was saying fight. They told him
actually, I ran away to a more racist place.
And
I
just ran.
I ran away to a more racist place.
Why would you run to a more racist place, Black?
I didn't know it was until I got there. And
so you didn't know
how
to fry a pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Basically.
What is that more racist place? Arizona.
Run, Francis.
Arizona's more racist than Lappy.
Than Black Reporter. That your love of white girls sent you on these wild blue chases across the Midwest.
No, he don't like white girls because they got pink nipples.
Oh, right. He don't like pink nipples.
How he know they have pink nipples unless you've seen some before?
You
see some live before?
You
he owned porn.
Look,
he owned porn. Black Reporter was addicted to porn. That's why he wasn't allowed to get on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got a computer room now.
You ain't got no porn.
I mean,
they got the. Ooh, Black Reporter, you going to be watching porn in there?
No.
Yes, you are. Black Reporter going to find him some brown nipples.
If she would have put chocolate or something on her nipples, would that have changed things, Black Reporter?
Huh?
If she'd have made them brown by putting some chocolate or something on them, would that have changed things?
No, she would have to be a black woman.
She got to tan her nipples.
She
got to wear
big,
big nipples.
I love my black women.
She got to have a no cup
nipples
bra.
Are dark.
Huh?
I co-sign that, Black Reporter.
You better co-sign it.
Son, go sit down. Ain't nobody talking about you no more. Look, go sit down.
He let his black women see.
We're not talking to you no more, son. Go sit down.
I was sitting down. I was talking.
Well, my boy was
sitting
up with me.
Get up, not sit down.
I gotta love these shows, man. We take a McLight of everything. We could be talking about rape right now and still be giggling. You know, you just gotta love the internet.
Y'all ain't got
crazy,
I'm trying to keep it 100 up in here. Y'all keep going back.
We all we keep it at 100. That's not true.
Yes,
I think this is a very insightful show, but at the same time, you know, who wants to be depressed about the word nigga? Not me.
Well, you know
my
what?
My niggas.
It's depressing.
Y'all my niggas.
It's really depressing because, you know, We've had people who have, you know, really been affected by the N-word. Like, Bill Cosby hates the N-word. He probably got called that so many times, but he hates it. He said he thinks it's no excuse for it to be in black music, and that it's hypocritical and immature for blacks to get uptight with whites singing the word nigga in a rap song. Like, everybody gave Eminem shit when he first started singing, saying the word nigga, too.
No,
I didn't say like Eminem, but you know, Eminem never said the word nigga. He never said that. He didn't do that. It wasn't what he was saying in his song. It was the stuff that he was saying. Like, come on, you heard the stuff, you know, he was talking about suicide, and you know, he was like coming at, like he was just bringing a lot of stuff that we wouldn't dare say to the forefront.
Yeah, he,
you know, he was really raunchy with it. That's what I'll say. It wasn't the fact that if he said nigga, I don't know, I can't say that. It's just that he was raunchy with it. Like, he was talking about all types of shit. And he was, you know, people was taking offense to that. And not only that, he was white and he was rapping. I be damned, what the fuck are you doing? You know, we felt threatened. Well, a lot of us felt threatened by that.
Now,
like, this is ours, this is our stuff, why are you trying to come to, you know, why are you trying to take over our stuff? Like, a lot of people sit up here in front and act like they wasn't listening to Ice Ice Baby. Fuck out of here, son, y'all was listening to it.
That was a whack ass rap. I was
body.
Not listening.
Niggas was listening. Maybe not you,
nah,
sir, because
nah,
you were,
yeah,
look, quote unquote, because you were quote unquote real nigga. So you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen.
Thank
you.
You
wouldn't listen.
Keeping it 100. Keeping it 100.
But there was a lot of dudes sitting up there. There's a lot of people saying they were. Yeah, there was a lot of people listening to. What's that guy? Quasimodo? What was his name? The
no
guy who sang Hot Stepper.
Oh,
forget his name.
I have no idea.
Ivy Camozzi?
Yeah, him too.
Wow.
And Vanilla Ice. And, you know, everybody was listening to Good Vibrations. Fuck out of here. Y'all act like y'all wasn't feeling Marky Mark. Oh, come on.
Yeah, they listening.
Like, yeah, he put that little black lady on there. He was the shit. Walking around with his shirt off. Like, these niggas were number one. They didn't go number one. Well, for white people, come on now. Really?
Don't matter. There's no such thing as black or white music.
Right. Exactly. At the end of the day.
All right. Tell them
why you're mad, son. We all niggas. I'm going to wear a shirt that says I'm a nigga. No, I'm not.
No, I am. That nigga scared me, nigga.
I'm a nigga. www.phonefancyradio.com. Like... That's going to be our new shirts. You can buy them off of our Cafe Press next week. I'm going to support myself and buy my own shirt. I'm just saying. Huh?
Y'all like niggas y'all like the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday niggas.
That's the thing. I think what it is that people are not being truthful with themselves. Like, I can't feel the sting that you know, Black Reporter and maybe C and you know, who's grown up bad. So I don't feel the sting when somebody just says the word nigga. Like, all I know is that you're saying that's a bad word. I shouldn't say that. But if I look it up in a dictionary, you know, and the thing, and that's the same thing I brought up with a lot of these curse words out there. Like, how is that a bad word? But yet, shit, asshole, ass. Motherfucker, all these things, fuck, all these things are in the dictionary. So why can't I say them if they're in the dictionary? But you told me to read the dictionary. You know, so,
Well, yeah, they said it was bad words. They didn't say it wasn't words. You know, like on Words With Friends, you can use the word shit. You can't use the word nigga or Jew. Like, that makes it kind of fucking...
Yeah, but you're supposed to use the word scat.
Use the word what?
Scat and skit. Yeah. Skit, 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 skit.
You mean skeet.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that.
Anyway, and you know what? We have to make this, like, I can't feel what his name is, Bill Cosby feel. That's his choice to feel that. You know, if he feels that way, I can't let his emotions affect how I feel about the word. The word rolls off of my sleeve. So it doesn't, you know, if it didn't belong in the vocabulary to begin with, we'll be all right. But because of there's nothing we can do about it anyway. So I'm not going to let him depress me because he's feeling depressed about it. Like, dude, get over it.
But here's the thing. When you start talking about Bill Cosby, you have to remember that he fought his way up the ranks in a racist Hollywood, you know, and did well. So the way that he had to tear down all those nigger stereotypes and all those nigger connotations and the way that black people were portrayed in by Hollywood was negative and it was niggerish. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand why he feels the way he feels as a 70-something year old man. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't expect him to understand any changes that have taken place because it's hard for him to fathom that. And he knows that at the end of the day, we still have racist militia groups. We still have neo-Nazi Ku Klux Klan and other underground militia groups that ready to ride on niggers. You know what I'm saying? You know, planning for the revolution. So I know he understands that the same way that, you know, we're not in a place where we can worry about that shit. So I mean, both of y'all right, really.
Okay. Ooh,
there's two people.
You know what?
Waiting
oh,
to come
there.
On.
My bad.
Shut up. I want to bring in first the who's it holding on? The 718 has been holding longer, so 718, hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Good evening, how you doing?
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing fine, just can't complain. Watching television.
Is this Mr. Chef?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh,
how you doing?
Hello,
how's everybody?
Whatever.
Hi, Chef.
What the hell? You smoking a split?
Not even. I wish I was, but right now.
Well, very mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
what's good? How's everybody doing tonight?
Everybody's doing good.
Where are you from, son?
And I'm going to bring on at this time 919. Hello, 919.
Yo, what up on the quest? What up, my nigga?
Oh my God!
I didn't think this topic was that good, but I'm enjoying it.
How are
you? And you know what? I agree with Crush wholeheartedly. If you're older, you're going to take a lot more offense to it than this generation, and the next generation is going to take less to it than our generation. I recently found out what the word "mooly" means in Italian.
Eggplant. Yeah,
how can you be mad because somebody called you an eggplant? What's that?
Have you seen the color of an eggplant?
Yeah, the color and the shape of the head of eggplant.
Italian guy,
so that's where I come from.
I had an Italian guy tell me mooly meant eggplant, and after that, I was saying mooly all the time. He went to my boss and told my boss that I was offending him. We're saying mooly all the time. And shit was just funny as hell to me that was the biggest slur. That was what Italians thought was a big slur, was to call somebody an eggplant. I just thought that shit was
right,
so, I mean,
true.
Really, much power as you give it. And there was earlier question, I'm not sure who said it. Somebody said that white people don't call you out nigga like that anymore. They do in the South. One or two, and they ain't necessarily the old ones who feel like they can come out the side of their mouth. But it does come out here and there.
Well, that's y'all for accepting that, because they won't do that up here.
Yeah.
Not depends on
what
part of
the country
you go, Crush. You go
back
to Harris.
Yeah, I need to
trust
what?
When they say it, they make sure they know what's going to happen next. So before you react, you need to look around, check and see who's in the building with you before you go to try to stomp at somebody. Wow. Yeah, I've heard.
Amen.
Well, I guess that's the difference, you know, from a north baby, from a south baby, you know.
But
like he said, yeah, it took y'all a minute to find out when we was talking about June 19th, you know, the south that you know what I mean? Like,
but if you go, like, question, if you go to Bensonhurst, like, they going to say the N-word to you. Like, you,
but,
I won't go to Bensonhurst. Would you go to Bensonhurst, Michelle?
I have been to Bensonhurst, and I haven't heard that word. Like, a dude, unless I'm doing something stupid.
Like Howard Beach.
Like
I would never go there.
Are doing, unless I'm out there doing something I know I'm not supposed to be doing, then I can understand a white person. I'm not saying I justify it, but I'm just saying I can understand somebody calling you a nigga, like, nigga, get off my block or nigga move. But if you walking by to go to your friend's house and you're not doing anything, there's no reason for anybody to even confront you. Unless they, what they going to say, what up, nigga? You know, like, what, like, they're not coming at you sideways unless you're doing something to provoke them. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
What? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a person dressed in full KKK garb walk into a convenience store and walk out? Get,
no,
know, go in,
that's what
soda,
I'm saying. That's not
and,
going down
look,
out
take the hood off and go in and get your soda in uniform, in their little outfit, and walk out.
No.
I have.
Yes. Yeah, I have.
See,
I have too. And in the South,
wow,
and I guess in the Midwest, that's not all that uncommon at all. And they don't get me wrong, it ain't going to be everywhere, and it's not going to be in the urban areas. But there's a lot of country, and when you driving in different country areas, black folks know in general that you got to be on your best behavior until you can get to where there's a real police department.
Exactly.
When there's only three cops in the whole town and all of them are part of the Klan, that ain't where you want to be starting any fights.
In other words, don't get caught there after dark.
Right.
But
there's
you
plenty of
those
like that doing
the wrong thing your fucking
dark
house. What are you doing out there? You're like...
Why are you going past there?
Once again, the South, I can't speak about the South because I never really stayed in the South like that. I've only been there for like a summer. I've never lived there. So I can't speak about the South. But I know everywhere else is a totally different atmosphere. I'm not saying you're wrong or whatever it has to be. Yes, you go through this. But my thing is this. Once again, I ask you, if shit shut down at 2 o'clock a.m., why are you out your house? If you your groceries, if you got, unless you sitting on your, once again, unless you sitting on your porch and it came up to your door front, your front door, and started going at you, then I could understand it. But if you just happen to be, go ahead, sorry.
No, you absolutely right, Crush, but I'm saying that same guy that's walking in the convenience store at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he don't give a damn what you doing. Long as all he wants is get away from him and don't step in front of him, don't step beside him. He don't want you within his perimeter.
But
you can't even
again,
come, he don't even want you pumping gas.
Exists, if you know that exists, if you see him, step aside. Go to the back. Like, you don't have to be in his cipher. This is a big
world. No,
you're
absolutely
world.
Right. That you absolutely right.
If somebody
situation.
Don't like me, and that's just normal now. Like, if somebody don't
right.
like me, unless he's coming to bully you, there's something different. But if he's not bullying you, and if he got the right to believe what the fuck he wants to believe, more power to him. If it's not affecting
right.
me directly, if I don't see it, if he's not burning the cross on my yard, then I have no qualms with him. If he doesn't want me in his cipher, I don't have to be in his cipher. And I only feel this way. I may be talking on my ass to y'all, but a simple fact that in New York City, that's my whole reason of being in New York City. If I don't want to be around a certain type of person, I don't have to be around that type of person. If I don't want to be around trains, then I'm not going to the village. If I don't want to be around a bunch of Mexicans, then I'm not going to somewhere in the Bronx or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to bring myself to go to that cipher. I'm not saying that it's all, you know, that they are, this is a mixed neighborhood. This is a mixed crowd. You are going to bump into these people. But then again, I don't have a problem with all these people. It's only certain ones. and those are the ones that's ignorant, and those are the ones that are niggas. Like, I don't want to be around them. Same thing with black people. If you don't want to be around them, don't be around them. That's where you find me at on Friday night in my house, because I don't want to be around that ignorant.
Yeah.
That's my
I understand.
I'm talking on my ass, though. I'm not making lightly to what y'all go through down there. I'm really not. I'm just saying, once again, like the word nigga have a sting, I don't have that sting because I'm from the North. So, you know, I don't have that sting the way y'all have it down here. I've never seen a Ku Klux Klan up close. But I tell you this, I wanted to fuck one up after I watched Mississippi Burning. Okay, that's all.
You know what, though? What you're talking about, though, Crush, really explains the whole situation between what's going on down south and what's going on up north. Because down south, at least they know exactly what they're dealing with and who they're dealing with. They're not down there trying to sugarcoat shit, trying to front. You know what I mean? They're letting you know, well, listen, you know, I don't care for your people. And I would rather be separated from you, and my whole existence is going to be centered around separating me from you.
No, there are some who still try to hide it, though. There are some that still try to hide it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Of course. People are going to exercise discretion in their own way. But up north, now they act like they're not into that racism and their practices and all of that, but behind the scenes they snaking you the fuck out. You know what I mean? Arranging shit so you can't live the way you want to live and enjoy all the freedoms that this country is supposed to guarantee to each citizen.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would rather have it the way they have it down south than the way it is up here.
Right.
Because up here we find out about this racism shit too late.
Right.
We find out after we already been fucked in the ass. At least, you know what I mean, like they've seen it coming. You know what I mean?
Right. I guess it works both ways. I guess it just depends on what side of the fence you're on. My thing is, if you feel it some type of way, don't go there. Like, I'm not going there. Like, I have no reason to walk through Bensonhurst. You know, like, I'm not going over there. So therefore,
at the same time, Bensonhurst don't belong to them.
You're exactly right. But my thing is, if you have no reason to be over there, like, I don't leave my house unless I have a plan, a destination. That's just my scenario. Not everybody's like me. You get what I'm saying? But if I don't have a point B, there's no reason for me to be outside, because all I'm doing now is looking for trouble. Because I'm going to end up in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, if I had a plan B or a destination to go to, then I can't fault nothing, but just, once again, that's just a part of nature. I'm not strolling. I don't want to stroll, especially knowing what my neighborhood carries. Like, I don't even stroll in my own neighborhood because I know, like, I could be sitting here with y'all and all I hear is pow, 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 pow. So why would the fuck I go strolling in my neighborhood if they shoot me? I know this. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to do it. That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? I mean, once again, you can do whatever you want to. It's a free country. It's a free world. If you want to go exploring, but God damn it. But, you know, that's just the way I handle stuff. Unless I have a point B or somewhere else to hang out, I'm not doing that. Nope, not me.
When you go to somewhere like Bensonhurst or some of the places down south that Quest was talking about, Black and Porter was talking about, see, it's one thing when you can't go to a certain neighborhood because something is going to happen to you because you're black. You know what I mean? You can take the worst ghetto in the United States or whatever city. You know, white people are not going to get their ass whooped because they're white. It don't happen ever. You know, they're going to get robbed because niggas going to try to eat off. But that's gonna happen to anybody that's getting their shine on. You can become a victim of circumstance. But you know, you'd be hard pressed to find incidents of violence perpetrated against a white person because they was white. It don't happen that way. So I can't give them a free pass, you know, because they um um because they live in their neighborhood, they lay claim to that shit.
But
like
I'm not
like
even
they,
talking about whites. You notice? I'm not talking about just whites. See, that's the thing. Everybody is putting this down to whites. Once again, it's not only whites calling everybody niggas. That's my thing.
Yeah, but,
it's not just
but,
a white
but
man
is,
calling me a
it
nigga.
Is
it's
white
not just a white man
nigger.
Shooting. I mean, it, we have, look, my thing is this. I'm from New York. I have an accent. You know, pointed that out. So when you say the word nigger and nigga, to me, it's the same fucking shit. Like the A and the E
okay.
don't make a fucking difference to me. I'm just saying to me. It may make, it may in y'all cipher, y'all may feel it. To me, it doesn't make a difference to me. A nigger, it's still the same fucking word. You know,
okay.
like, it doesn't, you know, to me, and my thing is, I'm not even referring to the, because I walked in my neighborhood when I was 15 years old. I walked in my neighborhood, and I had on a gray dress. And I had on a little shirt over it, and I had a gray bandana in my head. Now this guy walks past. It was two guys. There was three girls and two guys. As I'm walking across the, as I'm walking up the street, up the block. As a matter of fact, right, not too far from where I live at now. I was walking up the block. He was coming towards us. I complimented his outfit. He had on his red leather outfit. I was like, oh, that is a very nice outfit. Do you know he snatched my scarf off talking about what that gray be like? What? What does what be like? Nah, I'm good. Like, he's like, what? I don't understand that. And that's the first time it came to my face. And now, and that was the last time. You get what I'm saying? I was like, I've been put on my deathbed because somebody felt like they wanted to be a Crip or a Blood. So the nigga is the least of my worries. You get what I'm saying? Like, that word is nothing. It's a problem when you can't wear a certain color in a certain neighborhood because this person wants to be a part of this gang or this person wants to be a part of that gang. Like, that shit is real. That's something
yeah.
we need to talk about. That's something that's in my face. That's something you could bring to the table right now. Like, that word nigga, I don't feel that sting, but that blue and that red, I feel the sting. I know more about that. I've experienced
that. Yeah,
that's
crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll
so,
add that. I don't have that kind of
so the way he feels about the word nigga in the South is the way I feel about Bloods and Crips in Brooklyn.
Yeah, understandable.
You know?
919.
That's Quest, Black Reporter.
Huh?
That's on
oh.
a quest.
Okay. Okay.
Quest is from North Carolina.
Okay.
Right?
I just wanted
quest?
To make sure.
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina.
Right, he's from
how
North Carolina. He's 12.
38.
Ew, how you all that?
38.
He had to remember how old he was.
You're 12, huh?
I usually don't answer, but I was like,
and yeah, right.
All
right. I will not answer.
That's why I said 12. I wasn't expecting him to answer.
He's like, no, I'm not 12 anymore.
Right. Like, that's why I said 12. He don't normally answer. But anyway, that's just the way I feel about it. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks, and we all from different generations. So, you know, but I don't know. I got perfume in my eye. Oh, shit.
You got what in your eye?
My bad. I was playing with a perfume bottle and I squirted in my eye. Ooh, that shit burned. Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm going blind. Perfume in my eye.
You got to smell it.
Go with your eye out, girl.
Huh?
Go with your eye out.
I know.
Go rinse it out.
Brick!
Brick
it. Brick!
Brick! I should have left this show. That's a bullshit. I'm sorry. I'm going to leave the whole show. Ain't nobody heard no bitch boy. This is a wreck.
There is a difference from the North and the South. Growing up North, and when I came down here, it was a total different thing. First time I wrote a check, the lady put on the back of the check, "N." So I'm like, what is that? What do you mean you're putting the N? What that mean? Well, we're required to put it on the back of the check. I said, give me my check. Take your stuff. I don't need it. You're not putting on my check that I, what that mean? Nigga? You put N, nigga woman. The Negro woman. I'm like, no. You take
no,
the stuff
did.
I don't want
they
it. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, wait a minute. Like, my check is going to bounce. It's good.
Wow. Yeah. Just in case
and
they know.
Like, yeah. And I was watching. I was like, well, you didn't put anything on her. Put the C on there. He said, what that mean? Crazy. Get on.
No, not C. Because you see, that used to be color. That used to be how they designated our buses.
No, they put C for Caucasian. Concasian.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Concasian. She threw it. Concasian. You're a Concasian. You're a Concasian. That's my new slur for white persons. Like, you're a Concasian. Get out of my face.
We have got to talk about this soon on our show. You just brought something up that just jogged something in my head about colors and gangs.
Oh, colors
and
politics.
Colors and gangs and politics.
I would be in trouble because red is my favorite color.
No, I mean, it's not as rough now, but niggas were scared to go to school because of that. Like, people were getting slashed in their face just for sitting on the train. I'd be damned because I wear a uniform to school. And I tell you no lie, for freshman to sophomore year, my uniform was fucking burgundy. And then from my junior to my senior year, my uniform was fucking blue. Like, anybody went to my school, it was a problem. Like, it was a problem.
It's the uniform. It's not your
choice. And the girls, and I'm like, you know, just like I said, like, I went to a Catholic all-girl high school. And just because you went to all-girl high school in New York City and you know, people, you got to pay for tuition. We was paying $3,600
right.
a year.
Right.
And it went up each year. It went up like $200, you know. So you start off at $35, you ended up at $410 once you're done. But, you know, just because, you know, our parents got money don't mean we not hood, you know, at the end of the day.
Right.
Like, just because I live in Bed-Stuy don't mean, like, the middle class is not here, because they are. That's what people fail to realize. Like, this ain't a shanty town. Like, a lot of people own the brownstone that they live in. These brownstones are worth millions of dollars. Like, like, just because the avenue is fucked up don't mean the street is fucked up, you know, and a lot of people get that misconstrued. You know, just because, you know, the project may be next door don't mean, like, the person, the owner of the house next to the project doesn't have money or can't afford to do certain things for their children because they can. So that doesn't, you know, your money doesn't make a difference. I'm just saying, as far as low class and middle class, I'm not talking about the rich people, so don't jump down my throat.
We got rich people.
I'm talking about them, the people that's well off. But the shit, they fucked up in the head, too. Them little...
Yeah.
You know, like, just because they got money don't mean they not fucked up in the head, too. Like, these people want to be down. They want to start their own cult. They be like... Too much.
I would like to do a rich person survivor. Put them where there's nothing that they ever had and see how they would survive. Put them in the middle of
you
the
can only
of
do that with the, I could only do that with the children. Like, if you was born into it, if you was a heiress or something like that, because if you worked for it, you know what it is to struggle.
Yeah.
You know, like, just because he's living that life now, right, just because he's living that life now don't mean he didn't live the life, you know, live our life before.
Right.
But
exactly.
If you were heiress,
born
you just born into that.
Stretch a dollar. Go buy some groceries. Well, what you mean buy some groceries? You have $20. Where do I go? You know, catch a sale. What's that?
Can I? You know, but at the end of the day, they did have a show like that. It was Harris. Oh, what's his name? Paris and Nicole. What was the name of that show? They were simply broke
like
or something. Right. They did have a show like that. Right. You know, Paris is born into money. Nicole was born, well, she was brought into money.
Yeah,
you know,
she was
so,
brought into money.
Right.
She had money
you know,
by the time she was born.
Yeah, she was adopted, so, you know.
Yeah.
But
you don't
know,
remember
they,
she was from poor white trash.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she was adopted at a young age, so she didn't really have to do all that. You know, but it is what it is. Anyway, folks, y'all listening to Brick's House. I don't know what happened to our host, this Brick.
Brick is waiting for the entire show. But
huh?
Brick is just waiting for a moment itch-wise to speak.
Calling you. Was he not
so
calling her?
He
was calling
you. I know y'all calling for me. I heard you. And I was about to speak.
Okay, sugar will get y'all back into time again. I remember when I was delivered, deposited a check. I was like, oh, here we go. Back on mute, I go. So I've been sitting here eating M&M's the whole time.
Oh, is it peanuts or almonds?
Yes, they are. There's no other trying to eat but peanuts. The best in the world.
She's like,
yes, they are.
Have you tried getting the snack? Have you tried the new trail mix?
Brick. No, I've been meaning to try
that. M&M have a good trail mix with the...
Did
with
I have the trail mix?
So,
finally.
Yes.
Brick.
Yes,
black
water.
Warning, you're talking to the M&M woman.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
yeah.
We know.
Lazy is the M&M
sugar,
woman.
Sugar, sugar.
She got everything M&M and red in her house, right?
You got that right.
Yeah.
It's M&M or red.
I have about 15 different M&M dispensers.
Jesus.
Yes, I have M&M cookie jars.
Lord.
Yeah.
Can I have a cookie?
I ain't cookie, that decoration.
No, for the holiday, I bring them out and put cookies in them.
You know, can I give a shout out now?
No, good, why not?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to give two shout outs. The first shout out I would like to give to is food. Because food is the only thing that can make you sad to happy, and it happy to sad all the time. Like you go, I go through so many emotions when you're eating, you know. But I've really had people tell me I'm the happiest when I eat. So shout out to food. Next thing I want to give a shout out to is Maria Cato. Gotta give a shout out to Maria Cato. Who's Maria Cato? Maria Cato is Kitty. I finally gave her a name. Her name is Maria Cato. Her name is
Maria
Cato.
Wait a minute, should it be Cata?
An Italian cat. Oh, my gosh.
Wait. It
Maria.
Be Maria.
Maria.
It's got to be an A.
No, it's Maria. No, it's a Maria Cato.
Cato is a boy.
Maria Cato. I don't want to say Cata. That doesn't sound right. That's too close to Cata.
Oh, here we go. That's
too close to Cata. Cata. Like, call her Cata for sure. She's Maria Cato.
Have an M&M.
Okay, that's all. I just wanted to get that off my chest. I feel better now. Better than shout out food. Mm-hmm.
Lord,
I don't know. All right, we were supposed to have a kielbasa contest. It was, you know, you guys took me pictures of your damn Johnson. I'm sad to say we didn't have quite a good turnout.
Mm-mm.
And I'm upset with this because, you see, it shows you how ass backwards you men really are and why I label you all as horses.
Get them.
But you don't follow simple instructions.
Get them.
Now, mind you, if I would have offered absolutely nothing, I would have got tens of thousands of pictures of penises.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay? But the horse, a.k.a. the brute, is so unintelligent that you can lead a horse to water, which we literally did. But we could not make them damn motherfuckers drink. This is why I go off on you horses. And why I label you all horses. You do not listen. And you literally need blinders on if you are going to be able to complete any type of feat assigned to you. It's sad, but it's true. So on that note, Crush, who is the winner of the
Kielbasa
King contest?
Okay.
Black reporter.
Today, okay.
Black reporter.
Black reporter. What?
Yeah.
Did you just say black reporter the winner?
First of all, I said Kielbasa and not bratwurst.
Oh. That's just
wow.
Like a quarter has bratwurst.
Okay, all right. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm gonna say this. My vote. I don't know if my vote counts. But we did get two or three or so. So
I'm going with 9.5 inches, 3-finger width. He likes boxer briefs. He's a 36 weight and 11.5 shoe, and his nickname is Mr. Mott. So I'm going with Mr. Mott.
Mr. Mott is the winner.
Mr. Mott.
Mr. Mott
from Chicago.
Mr. Mott from Chicago is the winner.
Do you want to see if we can call? We should be able to call Mr. Mott, no?
We should be able to.
Yeah, let's call him.
Let's put his name in. We're going to be the official radio station right now. No, regardless of what Black Reporter has to say. All right, everybody. Like, what? 805? What kind of number is that? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Mr. Mott? Hi, this is LaCrush Hart from Fall Fantasy Real Brick. Oh, damn.
Hello?
Mr. Mott. This is Brick from Brick's House Radio Show. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, you know why we're calling, right?
I'm guessing because of the picture I submitted.
Oh, yes, sir. We are calling because you have the sweetest meat we have ever seen since the Brick's House. Therefore, Mr. Mott, you are the winner of our Kielbasa King prize pack, and you are labeled our official Kielbasa King.
Nice.
All right, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we thank you for entering. Do you have anything that you want to say for our audience? Speech.
It's not too much to say. I know what I got, and I'd like to show it off, huh?
That's truthful at all points. We appreciate you contributing to our contest, taking the time out to do so.
Not a problem
at all. Do you have a girlfriend, Mr. Mott?
No, I do not.
Okay, ladies, she's single.
He's single, ladies. Well, not that they've seen anything. He's single, but you know what? Mr. Mott, you are very, very blessed. I'll say that much. I really enjoy it.
And it's crooked. It's hooked, ladies. I'm just saying. Ladies, it's hooked. No, I'm not even saying. It's not even just a curve, ladies. It looks broken. It goes straight, and then it just goes
It's just curved to the left.
From what I see, it looked it broken. I don't know. It looked broken at the top.
But all right. So we're definitely going to get your prize pack out to you next week. We got everything that you specified, that you wanted. It'll be in the mail to you next week. And once again, we thank you very much for supporting Brick's House, Phone Fantasy Radio, and I thank you.
Well, thank you. No problem.
You are so welcome, honey. You are so welcome. Press, got any closing comments?
Thank you, Mr. Mott and Mr. Mott Jr. We really appreciate you. Stay tuned because we may have some other contests you may be interested in. You know, don't forget to tune in Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. And thanks again.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mott.
Yeah, good day.
You too, Mr. Mott. Mm.
What?
Mr. Mott,
we're awesome, y'all. We're awesome. See, y'all could have had a call from us.
Y'all could have had that.
Yeah, I mean, y'all could have had a call
from us. For you too. I'm really impressed.
Y'all could have had a call from us.
I mean,
We could have called
it exactly where. We just give you something for doing what comes natural.
Right. So, guys, next time, if there is a next time, I don't know, maybe next year. We don't know. But, you know, don't be afraid to join our contest.
We will have other challenges available.
Right.
Hopefully,
right.
Maybe
and
one
ladies,
of those will appeal
to you. Too. Ladies, we
got,
you, too.
Ladies.
We got you, ladies.
Next one, we're going to do for our ladies next month.
Right.
Yeah.
Our next contest will be for the ladies. We'll think of something nice to give y'all. I'm not going to say lingerie because everybody don't look good in it. But I'm just playing.
I don't,
ladies. I don't know if I feel like buying a lady a thong. Like, no, I'm not going to buy you a thong with your name on it.
No.
Gift card.
I might buy
you a gift card. I ain't getting no gift card
either. No. Now, we're going to find something nice. I'll give you a vibrator.
How about a date with Sun 756?
I'll give you a vibrator. Okay, what else we got? We got movie tickets. I can give you movie tickets.
Yeah, we can do movie tickets.
Right, we can give away movie tickets. You know, we got more contests coming up for y'all. You know, definitely stay tuned. So that was awesome.
So,
shout out to Brick and Brick House. For, you know, Kibasa King contest, you know. Shout out to all the guys that sent me emails. You know what I should do? All the emails I got of penises, I should put them on fullfacyradio.com. Like, they could have won.
Could have.
I'm like,
you
got to
put your name on it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
no fun
not.
If I don't put their name on it. Look, it ain't no fun if I don't put their name on it.
Well, mine ain't up yet, so I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, then you send us a whale penis. We're going to put that up there. We're going to put that right up there.
Yeah,
we're going to put the whale one up there.
You're right. We're going to put the whale one to be, like, it's a quite resemblance to be on a quest to watch. We're going to put that. Our wall of shame. We're going to pull it to our wall of shame. That's what we're going to pull it.
Yeah, I can live with it.
Our
wall
of shame.
Yeah.
Y'all sick.
We're sick. I'm not sick.
Well, we're going to have a lot of contests with the women. I plan on having a dating game with Black Reporter. So if you want to date with Black Reporter, and you live anywhere in the New Iberia area,
right? I'm going to find that email address of Quinn. I'm going to find an email address of Gwen. We're going to do it like they used to do. What was that, Love Connection? What was that show? I don't mind sponsoring a date. I'll sponsor a date. I'll give y'all a date to one of y'all favorite restaurants. The rest is up to you. I'll pay for dinner. That's my problem. I'll give y'all a coupon.
There you go. What's tomorrow on the Adult Zone? What's up tomorrow?
Okay, the Adult Zone, tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. It is trifling news, and we got some trifling stories lined up for y'all. You know, we like to have fun. We like to chop it up and stuff like that, so we're definitely going to do that. You know, same place, same time. Well, no, different time. 805-830-8320, same number. PhoneFantasyRadio.com and BlogTalkRadio.com/PhoneFanRadio. That's going down on Tuesday. What's going down on Wednesday?
That's
your cue.
Right.
That's where you step in, sir.
You're right.
It's not always trying to this solar system. I don't have a topic yet though. So we'll fill in that blank tomorrow night. Always support the sun, always trying to show the solar system, show the planets revolve around the sun. You see every Thursday evening at 8:30 PM around finish, and we say finish because sometimes it gets so heated that we have to do a little OT on a hump day. Make sure y'all check it out, hosted by your school Sun 752. So, 347-677-1533, 347-677-1533,
www.blogtalkradio.com/sun752.
Check it out, 8:30 p.m.
Right.
And Thursday, it's the war.
It ain't no war. It's Thursday. This Thursday is a special edition of Crush Grooves with LaCrush because Black Reporter will be out of commission. So it'll just be me.
Why would I be out of commission?
You the one who called me 6 o'clock this afternoon talking about you're going to be out of commission.
Oh.
Did you not say you was coming?
Yeah.
Oh, did you forget?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Thursday,
right.
I am going on Thursday.
He always blaming me, right? Always trying to think I'm coming for his neck. I'm not coming for your neck. You're not going to be here, right? So basically, it's going to be LaCrush playing hip hop and rap music. I'm going to rap.
Old school.
That's it. Old school rap and old new school rap.
Ooh.
Yep. We're gonna go back in the day, like some what's her name? Sugar Hill Gang, right.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play, and we're gonna play some Eminem all in one night. So we're gonna go back and forth, right? So we're gonna
Run DMC,
Slick Rick, all that. Run DMC, Slick Rick, all that. And that's gonna be the lineup until we go for break, right, Britt? Right, we're going for
a break.
Yeah, we're going on a break, y'all. We've been going hard since March. We decided it's time for us to take a mini vacation and celebrate the holidays as well. So for the first week of July, there will be no virtual vacation. There will be no Brick House. There will be no Dozone. There will be no Crush Grooves. We'll be back Monday, July 9th.
Aww.
Right.
All
right. Right. Thanks, everybody. We appreciate that. Oh, yes, we're going to do the best of. So, I mean, if you want to tune in, you can listen to the best of episode. We're all going to pick our favorite episode for this year. We're going to pick our favorite, and we're going to rebroadcast it on the night of our shows next week. So, you know, if you got an episode that you like that we've done so far, you want to hear it again, or you want to tell your friends to check it out, shoot us an email. phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, and we'll try to make it happen. The more the merrier.
Listen, you got to hear our voice. If you can't stand it, you just got to hear us.
Right.
You listen to the replay.
Right.
Instant replay.
My favorite so far have to be the anal sex show or the interracial dating show.
Yeah.
I'm going to run the threesome show.
This interracial one, but the anal sex was good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But anal sex, I don't remember this show.
Well, that's a, I mean, we could play them both, right? Like, one was for the adults and the other one was for Crush Grooves, right? Or, right? I think that's how we do it. But, or, I would definitely like to hear not the chastity. Which was the abstinence? The abstinence one we did? Black Reporter? Abstinence and what? What was it? Tell me the title.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, that one. I called the priest. He never got back to me. I should call him back. Like, listen, I called you.
Oh, I remember that one.
Like, I called you 2 months ago, and you never called me back. Like, he probably went to my website, like, oh, hell no.
I remember. Because you said you wanted a definition of abstinence, and you called the priest.
It wasn't abstinence. I was looking for a definition of. It was chastity. I was looking for a definition of. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, that's cool. That was a good show. We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, celibacy. There we go. There go the word. I was looking for the C word. Celibacy. Right. There we go. I'm mad I had to think of Ray to get back. I'm sorry, Ray. I'm sorry for him, Ray, but as soon as his picture of his face came to head, the word
celibacy.
Came right next to it. Right, celibacy. As soon as I see his picture in my head, it means that's fucked up. Sorry for him, Ray. Well, you know. So that's what's going down for next week. Like I said, y'all want to vote on it. Also, we got our live stream back up. So you want to check out livestream.phonefantasyradio.com. If you got any songs you'd like to hear, add it to it. I haven't finished uploading all my songs yet, so right now it's just playing slow music, but I'm going to add all that other good stuff. Are you going to do your podcast?
Yeah, baby. Okay, but
We're not doing the overtime tonight. We're checking out of here on time.
Okay,
so
thank
you, Lady C, for dropping in. I see that your call was dropped. Sun752 also was dropped, but he's still in the chat room. Shout out to y'all guys. Thank you for coming in. Thank you also for coming in. Who do we have here?
AutoQuest,
I see. Shabby. And we have somebody who's on a restricted call, but they've been listening the whole show. But thank you very much, Restricted, for listening.
Is that Sunny? I hope that's not Sunny.
I don't know if she says Restricted.
Oh.
I don't see an A.
Well, maybe
nothing.
Mike. It might be Mike or Sunny. Man, what's your number anyway?
Oh, good.
Man, what's your number anyway?
King Rock.
Scaredy cat. If you ain't scared, press one.
A's, guys.
Look, if you ain't scared, press one right now.
Oh, they press one, too.
Oh, right.
All right, who this?
Hey, don't be talking shit on the radio now.
Who is this?
This Mike.
Ah,
it's
Mike.
This is Mike.
What's going on, Handsome?
Don't be trying to call me Handsome now. Last week I was Handsome.
Well, forget her. You owe me a Miranda.
All right. You got what?
I want my Miranda.
They're going to harass you. They're going to harass you until you say it. You got to say it. Why you don't want to say it? Say it. Say it.
Y'all didn't
tell me I owe y'all
nothing. You know what? Sunny owes us some stuff, too. Tell Sunny she owes us a lap dance just for saying that.
Exactly.
She's right here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Sunny.
You know what? Sunshine misbehaving again.
Huh?
You misbehaving again.
Yup, because they haven't been in the fancy lounge all weekend.
I'm saying.
Right, fancy lounge has been empty.
They have been missing in action. All right, y'all. Let me find out.
Right, we don't get no more love notes in the chat and it's fantasy lounge no more. We don't get no type of declarations of love in there no
we'll
more.
We don't get nothing. It just got dead in there.
It's just me posting random thoughts. And on the quest coming up with random games to play. The fantasy lounge just got empty without them.
Every time I post something in the lounge, all the people who are coming up is you and Sunny. It's a crush of Sunny.
Oh, it is what it is.
I like that hat, Mike.
How do you?
Mike's fronting, though. I gave Mike my number. Mike didn't even want to call me, say what up, crush, or nothing. Mike playing with my emotions, y'all.
I think you say. You didn't answer.
It didn't let me go back. When I called it, you didn't answer. I said, I got your text. I texted back and said it was an error.
Oh, okay then.
See, I got it. See?
Sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to call Sunny. I know where to find you now. I'm going to call Sunny now. Tell Sunny, I got her number. I'm going to call her. I wrote it down. I'm going to call her.
Okay.
This is my phone anyway, so.
I don't got your number, though. It's restricted.
Ooh.
It says restricted.
It says restricted. It don't even say Mike Jones. I mean Johnson.
Mike Jones.
Johnny. Trying to make me feel good, but not even get my name right. Come on.
That's low.
I got to stroke it eagle, but I can't stroke it too hard, you know?
You can stroke it as long as you want.
Real women know how to do it right, you know. I'm going to stroke your ego. I'm just not going to stroke it too hard. Start feeling yourself.
Stroke it.
Okay.
Look at Black Reporter. Anyway, Mike, Brick don't want to go into overtime, so appreciate it. Stop beating me in words of friends.
Y'all enjoy your night. Yeah, everybody that beat me with their friends, y'all suck.
Speaking of which, I'm about to beat your ass right now in this last hand.
Look, see, y'all suck.
He beat the shit out of me.
That's the thing. I know how to spell. I just can't get it to the money numbers. Damn it.
You be doing the big
doing
ass suck 752 words.
Put that at the end of my
like
to add letters on to shit.
Exactly. Anyway, gotta go. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. We out later. See you the week after next. We'll see you back here on Monday, July 9th. Everybody have a wonderful holiday, a wonderful week. Take care. God bless your arms. Later. What is that? Later, y'all. Take care.